Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Steps to make sure that it doesn't.
Yeah, I mean, the vaccine mandates at various levels, it creates a lot of tension, but it, you know, and historically these things do until they don't. I mean, you read about the polio vaccine, a lot of people push back and until they realized they should take
it. Maybe it might be a good idea.
And so, you know, the problem is it's become political with a lot of people, and that's the difficulty in the whole conversation. But let's just talk about it. You know, like, should business just do it for business, or should government get involved? You know, JP Vinoit, President and CEO of Masonicare, joining us now on the morning show with Ray and Brian. Good morning. So, JP, I mean, you guys, when did you institute a vaccine mandate with your staff?
So we actually established the mandate relatively early. We actually did it in December when the vaccine first came out.
And so what was the calculus for making that call, just because of the people you serve? And, you know, talk about that a little bit.
Right.
Yeah. So without a doubt, you know, during obviously last year with COVID, our industry was hit rather hard. And, we really looked at it as one, the right thing to do for those that we serve, but also to protect our own staff. And seeing some of our residents come down with COVID, see some of our staff coming down with COVID, we all got around the table and said, when the vaccine comes out, this will be really the light that'll get us through the end of that tunnel.
Because
we knew it was the right thing to do for really those that we serve.
And the people that, of course, are your residents, your clients, so to speak,
they are
absolutely in the most vulnerable group. So definitely you've got to protect them.
Yeah, and also think about it from the perspective of the virus. You know, we knew at that time we didn't have a lot of visitors. So how is the vaccine, or how is the virus going to get into our campus? And you know, it was, whether it was compassionate visits or it was our employees, that's really an area where we saw vulnerability to bring into our residents. So we really wanted to jump on it soon. So we did it in December, and actually the first vaccines that came out was the Pfizer, and that was December 21st when our staff started to get the vaccine. All of our residents and our staff started to get the vaccine. And, you know, we've done very well from a compliance perspective, and that is one area when we made that decision. You know, the concern was, are we going to lose a large percentage of our staff? And I'm happy to say that we did not run into major issues on that front.
So you got 100%?
So we are about 98%.
So what happened with the 2%? What happened to the 2%? Did they work from home or did they leave the company?
So some of them got exemptions. The majority of them got the exemptions. And then some did leave. A handful did leave the organization.
So in other words, the options you get, you can take the vaccine and or once a week you have to be tested. Is that kind of how it works?
For us, yes. So anybody that received an exemption has to be tested weekly. Now, for Masonicare, we actually mandated the flu vaccine 6 or 7 years ago. So we just put this in the same cycle and the same policies that we do with the traditional seasonal flu.
We're talking with J.P. Vanoit, president and CEO of Masonicare. So do you think, you know, because of what President Biden did late last week, it's, and again, the political element creeps in, does that, do you think, help or hurt the effort to get people protected?
I think it helps. I think it reaffirms in our industry that it's the right thing to do. So we didn't look at the politics of it. We looked at the data. We looked at the science and realized who we were serving. So again, for us, and especially in the healthcare, it's the right thing to do for any of those people that we serve.
Has this I'm sorry.
That's all right. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to ask you, JP. The president, of course, got all the attention. But, I mean, Ned Lamont, people in state government, I mean, the state's been pretty aggressive in trying to get people vaccinated, correct?
Yeah. Yes, he has.
So my question is, and again, we don't ask this, you know, JP, just because of Masonicare, but we're just grateful that you're here from a, and then your company obviously is different than, you know, the widget making company, right? I mean, there are very specific, you know, people you serve that are vulnerable, you know, but I'm curious in terms of the ability, the legal ability, like the people who leave, like, do they threaten to sue? Are they like, you know, what is the level of anger, and is there any recourse that is concerning?
So for us, we didn't really receive too much in the way of threats or things of that nature. I think it was a personal choice for those that chose not to get the vaccine and not to be employed. So we didn't really receive too much. We really didn't receive any threats. But it was because we did a lot of the education up front. I can't tell you how many videos we've done, memos we sent out, and even just conversations with our staff.
Well, what education works well? I mean, because people say, misinformation, and, you know, the people who have some success stories say, you know, it's information, getting the right information. Like, what is effective? I'm saying, if someone runs a business and is trying to get best practices, I think it would be value added to know if you can share.
For us, We used our chief medical director, Dr. Ronald Schwartz, who is a very well known and trusted individual in our organization. We used many of our other staff to tell the story and to educate. And really, what we did a lot of was lead by example, and also allow the ability for dialogue and have good, frank dialogue about the vaccine and try to get rid of all the noise, if you will, of maybe unfactual information or not necessarily completely guided in the right way. So we spent a lot of time getting in front of our staff through many of our trusted leaders to really talk through them. And truth be told, I mean, I had a CNA come to me and say to me, you know, I was afraid to do it until I really listened to what Dr. Schwartz said. And I ended up taking it, and I told all my friends. And some of that is tell a friend. And we saw that work for us.
Okay. Well, good luck. Congratulations. Be time for the booster shots pretty soon, from what I understand. Thank you very much for being on, TJ.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.
Good to have you on.
JP Vanoit, President and CEO of Masonic.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.